If you haven't seen it yet,
I am Brad.
I'm Faith.
And I'm Kitch.
And we are the Two Blind Squirrels.
You know, like a movie from the 60s where they had, you know, like the little squares, they'd have something going on and this little, it'd be black and then there'd be a white square and something be happening in the square and then another square would pop out and something would be happening in the square. And then somebody, that's what this music reminds me of.
Like an I Spy?
Sort of.
I kind of like that music.
I want to see the show I Spy.
Yeah, it's good. It's on Netflix. Yeah. Check it out.
You can watch it on Netflix.
Yep.
Well, I just can't. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Well, okay then.
Since when?
It's true. I don't know, since the last time I looked with a bit with the.
Of course, they took Cosby away, so.
Yeah,
Bill Cosby on it. Uh-huh. Well, it used to be.
It wasn't when I checked like 2 months ago.
Kids talked about Fat Albert today. They've discovered that, apparently.
Yeah, Fat Albert's on Netflix now.
They were at recess going, hey, hey, hey.
And Helen's discovered Monk. She was sick today, so she laid in bed and watched Monk all day. All right, well, let's talk about Star Wars. We went and saw the new episode,
the
new release of episode one, which is the fourth movie, called Phantom Menace.
In
3D. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's the fourth movie, the first episode in 3D.
Yes, sir.
If that's not confusing enough, I don't know how else to...
I followed you.
I had you.
Confuse you.
I had you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
We're with you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, everybody seen it?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay. And
Kitch hadn't seen it.
No.
Since this movie is, the plot is not new. So, since this is not a new plot, we're going to feel free to talk about this. So, if you've never seen the movie and you don't want any...
Get out of your hole.
You don't want to know what happens in the movie, because we're not going to hold back. I mean, you know, it's not like we're going to purposely...
It's been on TV, so you've had plenty of opportunities.
That's right. That's right. So, we're going to talk about it. You know, Darth Vader is Luke's father. So there you have it. It's done.
That's not necessary.
So what was, wait a minute, the last one, was that Darth Maul, was that Maul, or was that the first one where it was Darth Maul?
Hmm?
I'm not.
The what? Guy with the spiky head.
That is Darth Maul.
That's Darth
okay,
Maul.
That's
he's
what
in,
I thought.
He's in this episode, yes.
Okay.
He is a Zabrak.
A what?
A what?
A Zabrak.
Zabrak? They didn't say that in the movie.
A lab rat?
No, they didn't say that in the movie, but that's his species.
A Zab rat?
No,
how do you know that?
He's not a real species. He's a man with makeup on, with little
with
fake
paint.
Horns coming out of his head. He's not a Zab rat. He's an actor. He's a human being.
But
playing
Darth Maul, not Ray Parks.
Yeah, he's just Darth Maul in the movie.
Yes, but the character Darth Maul
yes.
is a Zab rat.
How do you know that?
Because I know things.
Why do you know things? And why do you know that?
Because it's related to Star Wars,
oh.
So I must.
But you haven't seen the movie, so how do you know?
I have seen The Phantom Menace.
You just said you didn't see the movie. You hadn't
not
seen
in
it 3D. Yet.
You haven't seen it in 3D?
No,
it's
I haven't
seen it.
Well, we waited to talk to you about this in 3D because you said you'd seen it.
I don't know why
it.
You did.
Never mind.
And you're the biggest Star Wars fan in the world. I thought at least you'd have seen it by now.
I don't. 3D is a gimmick to me.
No, not in Star Wars. It's awesome, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, it actually made me kind of sick.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, the episodes that were in space with the stars, the depth that it gives, it makes you, oh, my goodness.
you know like, when they were racing.
Yeah. Oh, no. When they were racing, I didn't.
I had to close my eyes.
I didn't care about that. That was cool, but not as cool as the space scenes and the elements that are in the show that are really cool. And then the Earth, oh, man, when they went to the capital city and they were flying over the capital. Oh, that was so cool.
Did you say they went to Earth?
No, they went to the planet. I meant not the Earth. The planet. The capital city planet.
They've been to Earth.
Coruscant.
How do you know?
What?
They might have been to Earth.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, but they could have come. They have travel.
So. No, I don't think so.
They
did that one in that one movie. They came. They went to Florida. I saw that in that one movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the
so I don't know how
trouble
they
with tribbles. No, that's Star Trek.
Star Trek. No, in Star Wars. Remember in episode two, Empire Strikes Back. I think
that's episode five.
They go to Florida.
Yeah,
I
remember
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, they do, and they drive like those flying like motorcycles.
No, that's not Florida.
And that's not a, that's not
that's Return of the Jedi.
That's Return of the Jedi.
Wait a minute, they were in Washington State for that.
Yeah, maybe
that was Washington State
or New Zealand, something like that.
I'm no, sure it was Washington.
Remember
State.
When he went to see? When he went to train with Yoda?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that in the was marsh. Florida. That was Florida. He was in the marsh. Yeah.
That's like Miami, right there.
Miami.
Now, here's Will a question. Smith how there. Many of our listeners can tell us why Yoda went to Dagobah?
Where?
Dagobah, Florida.
Oh.
Whatever.
I don't even know.
Say if, what you mean,
I
man.
I don't even know if I know. He went there because...
Why'd Yoda go there? Because he was tired.
No, because the planet was full of the Force.
Yoda was tired.
He
needed a break. Man, he was like a bazillion years old, and he just needed some time alone.
Because the Force was strongest there?
Brad, you're actually pretty close. There was a...
that's in like the last episode, isn't it? That talks about him going there?
Why would the Force be strong there? It's like a muck land.
The Force wasn't strong there, but there was a an epic battle several thousand years before where a... Sith Lord had encased his soul in some tree or something like that, or it was like locked there, imprisoned there or something like that. And so because there was such evil dark side presence there, Yoda went there to mask his light side presence.
Oh, so nobody could find him.
Exactly.
That's weird. I don't
That's know stuff about you that. Guys all wanted to know. I know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
They were speechless.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You've rendered and that's speechless. Why,
and so is that where Luke went? When he went into that tree,
exactly,
and saw his
exactly
cut his own head off or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're getting it.
His future
cut his own head off. So he said, "I mean, what?" Anyway, so Helen liked it. She thought it was interesting and fun and good, and she had it all figured out. Oh, that's Darth Vader! You know, she had it figured out with the kid. Uh-huh. And I thought the movie was really good. The best actor in any of the movies was in this movie, and that was Liam Neeson.
Oh,
his
yeah.
performance as a Jedi was really good. I liked Samuel Jackson's character as a Jedi. Thought he was very believable. I'd like to see Yoda in his prime, not prime, but in his
younger years.
Younger years.
Well, just in the city and in the
Out
Jedi in the Jedi Council.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting. I like seeing that. And I like the Ben character, whoever played Ben.
Ewan McGregor.
Okay, I like him. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
But in contrast, the worst characters in all of Star Wars are also in this show, and that's the stupid people under that talk like frogs. And I don't understand the blah, 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 blah. I don't understand that. I don't understand the Gungans. I don't understand why they have to give them such a stupid accent. You be not thinking me smart. Yeah, because you be talking like an idiot. It doesn't make any sense. And I mean, if they can get
everything right all the time.
Well, it just threw me into this world of confusion because you're supposed to suspend belief that that all these people speak different languages, right?
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to suspend that belief.
Yes.
So why make some with such a strong accent? Because then you're like, well, why do they have an accent? They should be speaking a different language altogether. You know, it just throws your mind into this confusion state.
Why are they all speaking English, Brad?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You don't normally think about that. But they're calling attention to that by giving them such a strong accent.
Yeah, that's true.
The things that concern him.
Mm-hmm. But it just seemed silly. And that was the thing. Because it was just a comedic effect.
Yes.
And it didn't.
Well, that was the point. It was for comedy relief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was just silly.
It's for the kids, you know.
Just silly.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep. You know, not everything can
be silly.
Serious all the time.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
That's true.
And then that character that's on the planet that Jabba the Hutt owns.
Tatooine.
And the character that flies around, the old Jewish character that flies around.
It's true.
It's true. It's like a character of an old Jewish
man.
Yeah,
the one where he tried to, you will sell me this. He's like, what are you trying to do to me? Doesn't work on me.
I'm Toydarian.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
Only credits.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, first of all, the aerodynamics don't work.
No.
Okay, those wings are not traveling fast enough, and he's way too heavy.
He's a hummingbird.
It ain't working. This doesn't work. And I do love that other character, though, with the four arms and no legs. He's cool.
I don't remember him.
Yes, you mean the Doug Sebulba.
Yes, Sebulba, the Doug.
Oh, yeah.
He's cool.
Not Duck. Doug.
Duck. What'd I say?
Doug. With
Doug,
a G.
D-U-G-G.
Whatever. He has four arms. The guy with four arms. Four-arm ninja there. Whatever his name is. Four-arm Bob. That's what I call him.
Four-arm Bob.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, gotcha. And pardon me. It was Doug. Just one G.
Okay.
Not two.
As in, I dug a hole.
So, I like him. Yes. But I don't like... I just thought some of the other parts were kind of silly. Like, having the guy fly around with the little fake fairy wings was kind of silly. Mm-hmm. And the whole Gungans are silly. But I love the beautifulness of the planet. I love the idea of having the Gungans under, you know, sort of underground and that whole thing. I thought that was cool. And having them, like, having a water world or an amphibian type of society. I thought that
was
a good
Kevin
idea.
Costner?
What?
Well, he was there, but he was in jail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
There's too much water, so he had no point.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Just checking.
By the way, Waterworld, highly underrated.
I guess it is. Well, there's too much land there, is what I should have said.
What's the chat room saying? Are they agreeing with me?
Waterworld? That was a good movie.
Yeah. Doxson says, quote, they build a planet-sized spaceship with a weak spot that a little bitty ship can hit and destroy the whole thing. Didn't seem silly? End quote.
Well, whatever.
They didn't build. They explained that they didn't consider one fighter to be a threat.
Mm-hmm. And so they didn't.
They would never have dreamed somebody would attack the Death Star with a single fighter.
Right.
That's true.
And they had to get inside. You know.
But the silly part is that they were rebuilding it, and they didn't bother to. Of course, they did. They bothered to fix it because they had the big gigantic shield, mm-hmm. so the fighters couldn't get through. So it made sense. Mm-hmm. Then you know. And then the teddy bears fought them. So that was kind of, you know, it all made sense.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you know, you got to have tribbles.
The trouble with tribbles.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't tribbles. They were teddy bears.
They were tribbles.
They were an entire race of teddy bears.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
The Ewoks.
Yeah, okay, Ewoks. They're called Ewoks. I don't.
Tribbles are from Star Trek.
Have you not seen Star Trek?
No.
Oh. He's not as Trekkie.
Come on.
He's Star Wars
Original
only.
Star Trek, The Trouble with Tribbles.
I'm King James
it's
Version
only. Famous episode.
I'm King James Version only. He is Star Wars only, okay? It's just SWO. That's his thing.
Star Wars only.
Doxson says, what?
Kids,
back
do
off,
you,
Doxson.
Do you play chess?
Do I play chess?
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh.
What if the characters are all shaped like Star Wars?
I have that.
But you don't play it.
No. How do I know?
Well, Helen is very into chess. Yes. So we're enjoying that.
Well, most of the time, until he doesn't. And he gets mad at her.
Well, because she started flicking my pieces, and I don't flick my pieces.
She's a kid,
Take
you know.
My pieces, don't flick my pieces. Anyway, I ordered a chess clock.
Oh, okay.
So... We're excited to get
I thought
that.
You said that time chess is not good.
No, I didn't say it wasn't good.
Oh.
I said it makes it more fun when it gets boring because then you can play different. You can play, you can have like a 2-minute match, the person with the most pieces wins.
Okay.
You can play, you say, in other words, because normally chess isn't about how many pieces you lose or take, it's just about strategy. But you can play different ways with the time.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. That's annoying.
Sorry.
Were you breaking glow sticks over there?
No, she's got her hair clippy out.
It's my barrette.
Oh.
It's the constant battle of podcasting with Faith because she has to have something to play with.
I'm familiar.
What? It was in my hair. I had to take it out of my head.
All right, so I'm going to answer some problems. I'm going to answer the people who are dying to know. Brad, why must you continue to complain about AT&T? Just move to the next tier.
We can't.
Stop complaining about it. Just move up to the 5-gig tier. Yeah, we can if we just told them.
Move up. I thought they were going to say go somewhere else.
Just move up to the 5-gig tier and be done with it.
Get your
lawyer. That's
and...
what they want you to do, and then you don't have to worry about getting throttled anymore. Just go ahead. Just bite the bullet and do it. And I'll tell you why not. Because I'm a man of principle. I paid for an unlimited 3G plan for 2 years. I signed the contract. We're both to be bound by that contract. Why do I have to go by the contract and they don't? It makes me mad. Second reason is, well, why do, if I can't trust them on the unlimited part, how can I trust them on the 5 gig part? What if they just change next week to say, oh, 5 gig meant 2.5 gig is what it really meant. We said 5 gig, but now we're changing 5 gig to mean 2 gig.
Yep.
It's true.
It's the same thing. If you lie to me, right. If you lie to me once and you don't, I mean, why should I believe you?
Mm-hmm. It's true. He's right.
I'm glad you agree. That's why I love you. Mm-hmm. Who do you have there?
Because Pitch? I agree with him.
I got AT&T.
Have you ever been throttled?
Mm-mm.
We've already had this conversation.
Okay.
You're going to have it again? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to have it again?
Just asking him.
Okay. Just checking.
Just asking him.
Have that again.
Just asking him. Can I just ask?
Okay.
I asked.
Apparently not.
We're done.
All righty.
Okay.
Moving along.
Okay.
Okay, then.
We're moved.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about it anymore.
All right. What else do we have on the run sheet to talk about that isn't AT&T?
Well, we have voicemails. Would you like to get to some voicemails? Yes?
There's a run sheet?
Yes.
Oh, huh.
Who knew?
I did. You did too.
I did?
First call is from Las Vegas.
I don't ever get a run sheet. How come nobody ever gives me a run sheet? I just show up.
You can't handle a run sheet.
I think Faith can handle a run sheet. Wait.
You just saying that because you're fixing to have supper with her soon.
Nope, I don't think Faith could handle a run sheet.
Hey, so what's your favorite thing at Chipotle?
Why don't you think Faith could handle a run sheet?
Because I think that she would start leaving me fancy letters and like talking bad about you behind your back, and so that I could see it, and she would just be distracted by, you know, we would be talking about topic number one, and she'd jump down to, oh, we should talk about number five or something like that, and.
Well,
I'm not gonna, I don't say bad things about Brad.
No, you don't.
What's the matter with you?
No, I'll tell you, there were two reasons. If we give her a run sheet on her laptop, she wouldn't actually ever look at it. She would be shopping on Overstock.com or looking at new lights. So then we should be completely checked out.
Now, to find bathroom fixtures.
I could print out the run sheet and give it to her, but then you would hear it the entire show.
That's true.
Yep. That is true.
So that's the reason Faith doesn't have a run sheet. All right, our first call is from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, yes. Guys. This is Chelsea.
Hi.
I wanted to say to Kidge, thanks for the recommendation on the SWORD documentary.
SWORD documentary.
Documentary. Yes.
She got me doing it.
I saw it, and I wasn't going to click on it until I heard you say something about it, and I was trying to figure out which of the guys you weren't so keen on. That was very interesting. Thanks so much. Bye.
Which of the guys you weren't so keen on? Keen.
I forget his name
on.
Now. Which guy was it? Here, let me look it up real quick.
Faith enjoys little things like that. Okay.
John Clements.
Not Clements. Happy about him. He's a big showboater person.
Mm-hmm. What is this we're talking about? What knife thing?
It's a sword it's a documentary about swords, and the guy who does the documentary is a big fake. Mm-hmm. He didn't know anything about swords.
True facts.
Well, you can be a narrator of a show and not know anything about what you're talking about.
No, he wasn't the narrator. He was talking as if you were an expert on swords.
But he wasn't.
No.
So he's just an actor.
Hello. Yeah. This is Ken from Honolulu.
No, he's not an actor. Hey, he's actually a stuff to do with the swords, but he's pretending to be a guy he's not. Because the real guy that they should have done the documentary on.
Yeah.
He's a poser, exactly. Thank you.
Brad.
That's my name.
Wondering how you were doing on your New Year's resolution, although you don't call it a resolution, on practicing your...
I fail. Whatever zero is, whatever.
What was your
suggestion
New
for you?
To listen more.
Oh.
Be a better listener. Hmm. Yeah, I'm not really doing that anymore. That was a good idea. But it didn't work out. It just didn't work out for me. It's just people got scared. They was, why are you being so creepy? Just, I don't know. I'm just being quiet. I'm listening. It's creepy. Stop it. Okay. Sorry.
if you stopped texting, stopped emailing except for business, and stopped tweeting.
What would I do with all my time?
Yeah.
I could stop breathing, too. Would that help?
You could work.
Be forced to actually talk to people, and therefore, you would up your conversational skills. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right, but I'm not going
to
do that.
He talks to a lot of people, actually.
No, I've been so busy at work that I have, you guys, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, you probably know this. I can't do it anymore. In fact, my brother is on even on Gmail, because my brother chats with me on Gmail. Mm-hmm. And I'll just say, dude, I can't. I got to go. I just have to close Gmail because I got to work. I mean, if I'm not going to get home before midnight.
Yep.
On the days that I'm in Dallas. So I really, especially the days I'm in Dallas, I really try to focus on getting as much done as I can. And so that everybody's happy with me working in Dallas only 2 days a week. So I don't want to blow that deal. So I'm very focused. And, anyway,
there you have it.
There you have it. That's the reason I do that. So that's the reason I'm not going to do what you say, because that's the reason I pay for an unlimited data plan, so I can use it
to
tweet
it.
And Twitter and Facebook and text people.
Yeah, but we talk to a lot of people.
And now I have Siri, so I can do it while I'm going down the road, while I'm driving. Don't even have to get it. What?
Nothing.
What'd you say? We don't talk to people?
No, I said we talk to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah,
we do. In real life.
We went over to our friend's house Saturday night, and with no movie... With nothing. We went there to talk and eat. And we spent 4 hours there.
And they were at our house just the week before.
Just talking and eating.
Wow.
Just talking and eating.
Well, we do that with them a lot, though.
It's true. this town, talking is a profession.
That's what you do.
Kids is going to come have supper with us this Saturday night, and we're going to do a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing at Chipotle?
Burrito.
Really? What kind?
Chicken.
With what kind of beans?
Black beans.
Black beans are the best. What's Swifty like?
She likes the carnitas.
Yes!
That's what Brad likes.
Carnitas.
But only the leanest carnitas.
No.
Yes, I like the chicken. The I like it. Chicken spicier, but I get the bowl.
And I like pinto beans. I like the burrito, but Faith won't let me get it. I love the burrito.
Swifty doesn't like beans at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The black beans are the best. Brad gets the pinto beans. But he gets the bowl.
I may get a burrito this weekend.
Do you know how many calories are in a burrito?
This is what she does to me every time. So I feel guilty, so I never get it. But it's like, it tastes better with the burrito.
The flour tortilla.
It's not like I eat a burrito every day. Like,
it doesn't matter. It has like 600 calories in just the flour, tortilla.
Good.
It's a lot. That's a lot of calories.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there.
It's so good.
This is Ken from Honolulu. Hey, you guys were talking about the Valentine's. My wife and I have been...
Hey, Ken from Honolulu. How are you? Sorry I didn't take your advice on the last call. Maybe you'll do better this time.
2 years. And probably 3 years after we got married, we both decided that we weren't going to be doing Valentine's because it's a made-up holiday. And we do...
Yeah, that didn't work for me.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. All the guys try to pull that one. That was on the middle of this. Remember we were sitting on the middle the other day? He said the exact same thing. Oh, I thought we weren't going to do Valentine's. I thought we agreed it was a made-up holiday. But all our friends were getting, you know.
She was all upset.
It was funny.
Throughout the year, anyway. I mean, sometimes I'll bring her flowers. I don't bring her flowers because she's allergic to them. But
my honey gave me a card this week, and it said, just for no reason, just out of the blue. And it says, guess who loves you today? And you open it up and it says, same person that loves you every day, but today you get a card.
Nice.
And inside it was a Chick-fil-A coupon for $10.
Ooh.
Gift card.
For that drive home?
Yep.
No, it's for lunches.
Probably, okay. You know, when he goes to lunch or on his way home if he's running late.
Yeah, I get some tea on the way home, maybe.
You know, I was on I-30 over McRae Hubbard today when I was thinking about you.
Really? You were that close and didn't stop and say hi?
I was at work.
Oh.
I had to drive to Heath, Texas.
Heath?
I don't know where Heath is.
I went to school with a guy named Heath.
I did too.
Really?
Same guy?
Maybe.
I went to school with everyone named Brian Heath.
Probably not.
Same guy?
Yeah, because I went to school with him 20 years before you did.
In Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Ken, go ahead.
I'll just do a little thing for her, you know, and stuff like that, all throughout the year. Just so it's not just one special day that we're doing something.
That's a lot of work. If you just do it on one day, you can get out of all that other.
Whatever. So says the sappy romantic of the century.
You can have Valentine's Day and our anniversary. That's it. That's all you get.
He's a big talker.
What if they're the same day?
Oh man, then you're really screwed.
Don't ever get. Now here's what I want. I want to get married. I want to get married on my birthday, which is also Valentine's Day. Then every and Christmas.
And it's, so it's your anniversary. So it's like, what? That doesn't work. No. You think it's Valentine's Day or Christmas? One or the other.
Oh man, darn it! I thought I had it all worked out.
Just wanted to give an idea for some of those newlyweds. You know, just do stuff throughout the year and just make it a Valentine's.
Well, I do still think you do something around Valentine's Day.
I agree. But
you don't have to go. The thing about it is if you do what Ken's saying and you spread it out over the whole year, you don't have to do something extra special.
Right.
Yeah.
You just do something on Valentine's, you know, mm-hmm. Be my Valentine, something cute, you know. Mm-hmm. And, it didn't have to be, you know, in other words, it didn't have to be flowers. Because the thing about it is if you give her flowers throughout the year, they cost like $10-$12.
Yeah.
You get them on Valentine's Day, it's $50, $60, $80, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I like just wildflowers better than roses and stuff.
So well, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I'd rather bouquet wildflowers than.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why Faith is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Hey, once a month. Well, aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Of course, if you're there, you get those what are those flowers called they have there?
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been to Hawaii.
Yeah, they make the leis.
If I go, though, I'm going to go visit Galad. Cool. Can we go visit Galad, or is he back in Israel?
He's in Israel. He's just doing there to make that video.
He's in Israel, and he's bombing Iran as we speak.
What? Kidge?
What? Why is call? Kidge calling?
We got a call from Kidge. Stop clicking your hair thingy! Stop clicking your hair!
Sorry.
Hey, it's Kidge.
Kidge?
What?
Why are you calling?
You can't call your own show.
I must.
Wanted to let him know, pay attention now, because Brad is most likely going to say something either insulting to you or funny or both, who knows. And you also should probably grab an apple, you know.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So just do that, and that's it. All right, bye.
All right. Thank you. Past me.
Okay.
I wasn't on the last show, so I had to leave a voicemail.
But it was, and then here's a call from Antioch, California.
Hi, this is Zach, man. I remember one of your.
Hey, Zach, man. How's it going, dude?
Caller said something about.
He's so California, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Understanding the Nook tablet and the Kindle Fire, and I think he might have a point because I spend more time reading my Twitter feed and my email on my Nook tablet than I do storming the castle.
Well, that's not a good thing, buddy.
Yeah, no.
It says storming the council.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Nook, what do you have?
You want to cuddle with your Nook.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After you storm the castle.
What else you got there?
Okay, yeah, it's getting into the whole thing of the, we should, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hi there, this is Ken from Honolulu.
Hey.
I'll tell you, it's really.
This is Ken, he's like, I'm going to call them. This time, I think. So, no calls from John. This is the last call.
You youngsters.
I must have made John mad.
TV shows. I mean, come on. Some of the shows you're talking about watching in reruns, I was watching originals. And, Brad, there were no gay people back then.
No? Heck,
they didn't start gay stuff until, like, Ellen degenerate showed up.
There was no gay people back then.
Yeah, yeah, there weren't gay people.
Okay.
There were, they just hadn't come out yet.
There were no gay people
Rock Hudson,
then.
Hello.
So,
sorry, did I?
And it was Suzanne Pleshette.
So you did that on purpose.
Incorrectly. You had the idea, but it was Suzanne Pleshette.
You know he does that stuff on purpose.
Pleshette. Isn't that bread?
He does,
that
he
you...
does it on purpose. Oh. I don't. I can't believe
y'all
don't know that.
Tell you a story about a young guy. I belong to the Christian Motorcyclist Association, and this, most of us are in our 40s and 50s. Well, one young guy, he's 22, he showed up.
It's like Kidge.
He rides a sport bike, and he was going to ride. But
Kidge, do you have a sport bike?
Nope.
Sure.
Yep.
You want a sports bike?
Nope.
That was easy.
Are you only giving word
so
answers
how
now?
Old is, how old is... Oh, sorry. I got to sit up.
Whew. What just happened?
Okay.
She had to rearrange. You were in the middle of asking a question decided you had to sit up.
Never mind. Go ahead.
And one of the guys has a 55 Harley, so he has to jumpstart it, kickstart it.
Wait, the Harley's older than the kid.
He was kickstarting it one day, and I asked the young guy, I says, hey, John, have you ever seen anybody kickstart a motorcycle? And he goes, no, not in person. I mean, that just is hilarious to me because that's the way I always started my bikes. Well, I certainly hope you guys have a really good week. Aloha.
Aloha.
He must have meant like in movies or YouTube videos.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, so, I kickstarted my bike.
Mm-hmm.
And Harley, I had a Harley.
Mm-hmm. I had both.
It had electric.
You did? I had a kickstand, too.
Yeah.
With a banana seat.
With a banana seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were banana seats out when you were having a bike, Kidge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the sports bikes?
Since I rode a banana seat bike in the 70s.
So they don't even put the Kickstarters on bikes anymore? Because all the bikes we had both, kickstart and...
The key start?
Yeah. Well, the button, but yeah.
Oh. Do they have key start?
No, you have a key to turn on the power.
They make them like the cars where you push the button now.
Well, doesn't matter. I don't know why I'm explaining this. There's always a key. The key turns on the power.
Oh, okay.
And then you push a button to engage the starter, or you kick it. One of the two. You still have to have the key, whether it's kick or push.
You shouldn't kick your bike. It's very nice.
Hey.
That's true.
You take care of your
this
stuff.
This is Ken from Honolulu. Brad, you and your cell phone, your smartphone and AT&T with your throttling and all that, why don't you just take them to small claims court?
Don't even start.
A guy in California did. $1,850.
Mm-hmm. In Ventura Court in Simi Valley, California did it and won $850.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. You just said that.
A lot of people did that.
I posted that story.
Then they would get the message.
Well,
Aloha.
Aloha.
Bye.
Well, you know, the other thing about AT&T is when you sign the contract, there's actually a clause in there that says you cannot participate in any class action suits. I don't understand how that's legal. I just don't get it.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to point out that I think that was the first time that Ken from Honolulu has actually said bye at the end of a...
Yeah, he always says aloha.
Uh-huh. He said aloha, bye.
Aloha, bye.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I think that's kind of wrapping up the show.
Yeah.
What do y'all think?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Kidge.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. Well, we outlasted everybody in the chat room. Except I think Dachshund's still there.
Dachshund's always there.
He's ever present.
I think Dachshund is a computer.
I used to put my baseball cards in my bike spokes and used my grandma's cigar baseball cards.
Out of a cigar box?
Huh?
What?
Out of a cigar box?
Out of a cigar box. His grandmother's cigar. His grandmother smoked a cigar?
Okay.
That's very interesting.
All right, wrap it up.
I used to put baseball cards in my bike spokes. Yeah, well, I did that too. Did y'all do that?
Well, I was a girl, so no.
Make it sound like it. And used my grandmother's cigar. I don't understand what that... You got... Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well,
are we done?
I think we're done.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did we talk about everything on my list?
No.
I don't know. I can't see the list.
You don't delete things off of the list, so no.
Well, there's stuff on
the
list.
Well, he has to leave it on there so then he does it next time.
I wanted to talk about John Calvin.
Back when he used to give me a list. Well, actually, he didn't give me a list. He actually just told me what was on it, and then I had to, like, leave it sitting on the desk. And I'd have my own list, and then he'd yell at me and take it away.
Because you'd always bang your pen. You bang your pen, and then you throw it at me.
Rush does it. Why can't I?
Because you're not... Because it's annoying when he does it, too.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not getting paid. I'm done. I'm out of here.
I had lunch on Sunday with a Calvinist. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go, too.
Yeah, we got to go because kids just got to get to his other thing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, vayas con Dios, everybody.
Vayas con Dios.
I don't have any exit music, so that's going to be it. Vayas con Dios. Bye. Later. No music. There's no music. Okay, bye.